So we still pack it. We didn't do last week. We still, I mean, we did part of it. We'll do that today. Packet 23. Right. Ariel Adler, he had a baby girl. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Yeilam. Yisrael. Mazel tov. Yeilam. Like this, Kimmel Cain, page 11. Shamnunis Ha'isr al Hamarda, Korn Puablas. Also, Litev Heta Allah Kol Hayom, Miuk Shaina Basyom, Mutul Shtamish Rol Katrila, the Gozu Shaina Basyom, Atu Basyom, Afilu Katrila. Kavan, Do Efshar Shareho, Vikachovim, Lo Yishmalo, Lassos Marda Kadosha, Bhopam. So, what is this? Reminds me of the pizza stores. You know, they have that wooden thing where they put it in the oven and they take the pizza out of the oven. So there's a marda. So if you're in the place where in the bakery where the goyim have these things, and you have kosher thing that you're taking out, and I guess it was a communal bakery of sorts, so you're not in charge of but so if you have this marda and some trade tarfus fell on it. So you make sure you don't use it within 24 hours. But after 24 hours, you could use it without heksher. So the question is, but what about, this is a real din, I said, it's not a midas chasidus, it's a real halacha. So where did that real halacha go? So apparently Tosis is saying that that sometimes you could use a kli ena ben yomo atubas and without gozer, you could use a kli that's ena ben yomo, because you have the goy is not going to let you get a new one. It could be you'd need libun maybe if the thing got it directly. You know, so well, you can't do libun to a. Try doing a leave-in to a wooden piece of whatever, then you won't have your wooden piece of whatever anymore. So what would be the Eitzah? Anytime Tarfus falls on it, get a new one. So who's paying for that? You know, the goyim is not gonna let us do that. They'll let us use their supplies, but not on. They're gonna let us use their supplies, but not on on their terms. So we only use it for 24 hours. So therefore, in the case it's Efshar, so Chazal will not go there. So since the whole thing, in other words, you can't tell me I can't use it. You know, people didn't have their own private ovens and things those days. It was public things. You know, even my grandmother, she told me that in the Lower East Side in those days, they didn't have their own. They took the children from the public bakery. And people didn't have their own ovens and things like that.
Well, we had you know, what the previous year we had, and anyway, if you forgot to do hakola on an Eino Tanyam,
but this is lechatchila.
Oh, that's only if you forgot.
Yeah, this is
only
related. Yeah, uh-huh. This is we're saying you can use it, even though you know for sure it wasn't. And you can do it. I mean, the whole thing is once there was lachatchila, you can go and use it now, knowing that it's treif, but it was that there was waited for 24 hours. That's what Rav Gelli once said to me. He thought that in Europe, you know, the necessity of Erevin was much greater because people didn't have water, they didn't have ovens, they didn't have this. So there was so much in Erevin. So he didn't think that was right for people to bring a precedent from Europe to America. Others maybe disagree and say in America we have other needs, things like that. But that was his opinion of the matter. Okay, so this is a exception to the rule that we're letting you not follow the halacha of Hechsher Kelim. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, page 14, Kuf Ches Gimel, page 14. Kiv Yesham Nuda Shal Isra Al Hamarda Shekorim Palal. Also, we tell a hetikol a yom yik sheinu bas yom umutu lishtamish ba mishum di yefshar b'inyan acher. So it's yefshar b'inyan acher. And the Taz discusses it here. What's the Tosis? So Tosa says that reason, they're not going to listen. And the Taz says, Chof Sifkan Ches, Nira Perusha, last word alone is Perusha, She Anukonu Pas Goyim Vein Lehem Elamar Da Achas, She Lotzele Isra Gam Kein, Yashal Lizar Mizesh, Agoy Lo Yishma Lano, In Nomala She Yashem Mar Da Chadosh Atomrit, Kein Hu Tav Gam Yisrael Ishtam Yishma Lachat Chiva, Uvush Kosov Hatam, So that's this Tosis, and the Mechaber quotes this Tosis. Then there's a rush in Pesachim. Basically, what I'm going to show you now are exceptions to the rule. Whereas normally the rule is that you can't use a keli if it's Eina Ben Yomo, if you didn't have machshir it. Even though Eina Ben Yomo is no seitam lo gavetz mudda, but still, there was the gzera. So I'm going to show you now examples where the gzera perhaps is not applicable. The Rosh is on page 12. So the Rosh is talking about Hechsher Kelim. He says, "Aval אם אין בן היום מותר להגיב לו אפילו אין במים שישים ובטל את הכלי. Right? In other words, if you have a tray fork and you want to kasher it, so you wait 24 hours, it's Eina Ben Yomo, and the kli is Eina Ben Yomo, and you don't need shishim in the water. You don't need such a big kli. So you'll just throw that fork in the, and then the tarfus is Eina Ben Yomo, so the bliya of kam will come out. And it won't be but it'll come back in. But we said that's... So what did we gain? So the Rashba explained, because it's Klivasa Bliyasa Lufgamas Mutter. Rava Vishatava Bogama Nifla Med Chosev Nivla Besocho Rava Kikodim Hagola. So what do you gain? Eba Chashash Dava Kenosim Tam Bar Dosim Tam She Nifla Med Haklil Mayim Chosev Nivla Bekhlil Chula Hete Kevin She Nifkim Hatam. So he says a different explanation. He says because it goes back, it comes out, goes back in. That's like a nosin tam by nosin tam, and it's tam pogum. So he doesn't say the way we said before about tlidas klibasul sav. He says it's a nosin tam by nosin tam. It's a double tam and it's lufkam, so that's mutter. Hey nami im hayorag gedola ena bas yoma ena tzorich lachshir mitam shepirashti. And if the big pot is Eina Bas Yoma, so you don't have to kasher it. So let's say you want to use a kli, even a treif kli or whatever kli, to put the smaller forks and knives inside. So once it's Eina Bas Yoma, it's okay. You don't have to first kasher the big kli. Logo zrinim lahagil mukli sheinu bas yomo adu kli shehi bas yomo v'chein lahagil kli sheinu ben yomo adu kli ben yomo yehed asrin l'vashol b'kli sheinu ben yomo adu kli shehu ben yomo d'hosom roi ligso shimi vashol b'kli ben yomo hatafshol osom in a Torah. He says normally we make exei reinu ben yomo adu ben yomo by a kli that you're using to mevashol in, because if you use the kli to mevashol, it's Eina Ben Yoma, so it's okay. But if you make a mistake and you'll use it while it's treif, then you'll treif off the new food. So that's a very severe cautiousness that we have to have. So therefore we say you can use a kli, even if it's Eina Ben Yoma, because one, you might come to use it, but it's still Ben Yoma. Right? And that will be in the Issur Mina Torah. Again, Bishul Tavshil Shaosim Bnei Abayis Bekal Yitu Im Nati Al Chathil Vashol Bekli Sheinu Ben Yomo Kaki Vashol Bekli Sheinu Ben Yomo. Aval Hacha Im Yachsov Yivlam Ma'ad Men HaNifla Dover Mu'ad Hu V'Nosin Tam Bar Nosin Tam Hu. But here you have a Kli that's Sheinu Ben Yomo. You want to be Machshir something in it. So what's the worst case scenario? That's what? You'll make a mistake and you'll use a kli that's still ben yomo. Right? So, and you don't have shishim. So he says, so it's no sin tam by no sin tam. Because even though there's no shishim, so I'll go back in. But it's also tam muat. Because even though there's no shishim, it's going to only go back in, you know, commensurate with how much belia that was that came out, because it's going into water. So it's not bottle. This is, you know, I guess totally what you say, Hanan, Vishari Surim. V'hachim yachzov yivlo ma'ad min ha'niflo dover mu'at hu v'nosin tam bar nosin tam hu. In other words, the stakes aren't so, because if you use a kli to cook something in, and it's ain't a binyomo, so it's fine. But if you make a mistake, it's binyomo, so then there's going to be tarfus in the kli that's going to come back into your meat that you're cooking now, right? So that's going to also the meat. But if you're not cooking in it, you're just what? Being magil in it. In other words, so what's worst case scenario is that you'll use a benyomo, and then it'll come yachzo v'yivlo ma'atman haniflo dover mu'adhu v'nosintam v'nosintam. In other words, it's only, you're not putting any food in it there, so it's only a question of that's going to come back and go back in, which is true, and it's going to be a problem, but since it's an aparnat, which is mutter anyway, and the question, and it's going to be not fully bottled, but it'll be at least watered down, so to speak, to feed the amount of water that's in the pot, even though it's not shishim. So that's not such a worst case scenario. You'll have that, so it's probably mutter anyway. So the odds of having a problem if you make a mistake are not so great. It's not the same as the stakes that will happen if you will use a kli that's ben yomu to actually cook something in. So basically, he's saying is that the concept of Eino ben yomu, the way Rav Shechter likes to say over this rush, is that the Eino ben yomu atu ben yomu is only said by a kli shemevashlimbo. A kli shemevashlimbo. But if you're not mevashlimbo, so then you just magil in it, so then that's okay. So this comes up regarding dishwashers. Because dishwashers, say you have a problematic dishwasher, right? So if you have a problematic dishwasher, so then what? But it's Eino ben yomo. Like every Shabbos, you don't use your dishwasher on Shabbos. So after Shabbos is over, your dishwasher becomes Eino ben yomo at least once a week, and maybe even more, depending upon how much you use it. So maybe we should say we don't have to kasher dishwashers. There's no problem with dishwashers, because based on this rush, based on this rush. Ain't a benyomo. So worst case scenario, if it was benyomo, it would be all not bar not, and it would be not tamuat, because it dissipates in the water in the dishwasher. So you don't have such a geferlicha situation.
In other words, even if it were a benyomo.
Yeah. Even if it's ben yomo, so it shouldn't be a problem.
So what is the hetero? Even if it wasn't ben yomo, then what? And what are the mitigators?
Say you had a trace dishwasher with ben yomo, and then you put your kosher utensils
right.
in.
Right.
So anyway, what's going to happen? It'll be a not bar not going into the klalim. So it's already a tam kolosh, and it's going to be already dissipated in the water, which even though there's no shishim, but it'll still be dissipated to the amount of water that's in the, you know, it's not going to go into the full blia. So then as far as that, it's mutter anyway. Yeah, we'll see. So that's the so that's this rush that so there's a tshuva. There are several tshuvas in the Igros Moshe. regarding dishwashers. So there's one tshuva on page 18, written to Rav Shlomo Miller of Toronto. In Aleph Tamas, Tavshin Lamed Gimel.
Just make sure I don't have a rush. The point is that even if you use a Ben Yomo bigger pot, the rush is smaller, clean. So why aren't we concerned that even if it's a tavua, so maybe that's milking tam, whatever food you're cooking in the...
But together with the fact that it's a nap or not. Because...
It's a din by nap or not. Not the nap.
So nap or not is, in certain cases, is mutter. So because it's already, so whatever tam is in the tray fork, right, that's tam rishon, and then when it comes back out and fits into something else, that'll be a tam sheni. So tam sheni maybe is mutter maker adin, and it's only a tamuah of a tam sheni. So. It's to be choshish for that is like a chumra al gabi chumra.
Well, the chashat would be not for the tray fork. Wouldn't it be that the tam is coming from the whatever the bigger kli is that?
Right. So the tam is going from the bigger kli
into the water into the fork.
Right.
Into the fork.
Right. But the stuff that's coming from the bigger kli is already a tam rishon, and then when it comes out into the fork, that's already a tam sheni.
Is it the fork or the water?
Into the water, into the fork. Okay, we'll have to, when we learn not for not, we'll have to see. But
from the Ein Ben Yom of pot, into the water, into the fork.
Well, but then if you make a mistake, it's a Ben Yom of pot.
No, we're talking about the hadok, so you don't worry about that. Only by cooking, right? Only by
well, we're explaining why we don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We don't worry about it because if you make a mistake... See, if you make a mistake by cooking,
right.
So and then so it comes in the derisa. But here, it's only even if you make a mistake,
right.
It's no big deal because it's a not par not with the tamua.
On the banyomo pot, right?
Yeah. So here, Rav Moshe has this tshuva to Rav Miller from Toronto, Shlomo Miller. About we discussed this. Shlomo Miller asked him, why isn't it? Klishim Shtamish B'Shefa, right, the Rashba. Klishim Shtamish B'Shefa is also Mutter B'li, right, B'li Hechsher. So isn't this Klishim Shtamish B'Shefa? So it's a good time. So why does Rav Moshe say you have to wait 12 months if you move into a non-kosher apartment and if you want to use the dishwasher, you have to wait 12 months? The klishim shtamish from shefa. So that was his taina. So Rav Moshe gives an answer. Okay, but even like half of the shulchan had to. So he says, yeah, on the left side. But the Rosh Hashanah, the Moshe Tiru B'Shefa Heter, Kmokin Yei Mutu L'Shtamish Merdich Chilu M'Shem Dari L'Olam Yei Benot Tintam V'Gam Lo Nira Kein Ladi Yisayt V'Chidish Din Rag V'Dover HaBotel Shebiik Ashishim Hu Chulek HaDover Ba'Olam Yecha Shem Tvatel Lo Benot Tintam V'Gam Tika Tam Ba'Olam Elo Shehufkam. So he's saying, Rav Moshe, that it's always nosin tam of gam, so therefore it should be mutter. So Rav Moshe says, no, you don't say that by if it's always nosin tam of gam. Only when there's always shishim there. I don't know. So he's saying, assuming maybe there's not over shishim. Okay, whatever. That's a different thing. But then the second tshuva, so he says that he has a Rav Shachweitz quote from Rav David Feinstein here on page 19. He ever said, "Beni Hagol and Rav David, the Yesh Lahatir take if Hachem Yesh Leis." Before you should master a dishwasher after 24 hours. Because after 24 hours, it's no sin time of gam. You have the gzeira. But the gzeira, like Rav Shecht always says over, the pshat is that based on the rush, that the gzeira is only by a klisha mevashlim bo. The chazin, the rashan lahagil lechatchil kli, this is lokach mi'akum. The kli is a she'enu ben yomo. You could catch a keli in the kli she'enu ben yomo. First mature, and we're not conscious. We magal b'klisha l'isit tzarek sh'loyah ben yomo. In kekem sh'ovem meis leis meis sh'bom v'yad ha'Yisrael, v'ma'akim yotzom ha'abayis, ha'konim sh'konim v'menu ha'Yisrael, d'yadu sh'lom sh'lamish hu m'shar sh'yotzom ha'abayis, ma'itam l'yuchol ha'Yisrael, ha'adich sh'om kelim. In other words, whenever you buy a new house, a new apartment, so the guy usually moved out, who knows how long before. He didn't just move out 3 hours ago. He moved out 3 days ago, 3 years ago, 3 months ago. So it should be ready to go. So that was a Shiloh. What's the need to wait 24 hours? What's the need to... Ramosha has a famous shita that you wait a year. And then if you wait a year, you can use it. You can run the three cycles, wait a year. And so...
Dishwasher.
So Rav David said, wait a year, wait a day. So what does Ramosha respond to him? So Ramosha responds that he thinks that this heter of the rush is only said by Hagola, which is, Hagola is for religious purposes, it's not for your own benefits, it's for halacha. Dishwasher is for religious, dishwasher for your own benefit. So shuv mishtamish l'tzorcho, also gzeira, so then the gzeira still applies, but when it's for Hechsher Kalim, so then we should say this heter. So the heter of the rush will only say when it's something used for not your own purposes. So after whom of course feeling of Almira, the Ratla Hagil Kli Isser, top line on page 19, left side. Ratla Hagil Kli Isser became him Sheinab and Ayonam. When a person is doing it for machshir kelim, he's going to be more medactic and less of a chashash that will make mistakes. But if he's mishtamish l'tzorcho for his own needs, for his cleaning dishes, so then the gzeira still applies, because then you won't medaktik as much, you'll make mistakes, and since you're doing something for your own hanoah, you're not on the medaktik mode. Whereas when you're doing heksher kelim, you're very focused. But now, this is not, you know, based, this is a new svara, what Ramosh is saying, because the rush didn't say like that. The rush just said, you won't make a mistake, you know, in other words, The worst case scenario is that you'll mess up, and even if you mess up, it won't be a problem. The Moshe is making his own gzera, his own thing. So that was Rav David's taina. So Rav David has told me, I've asked him personally, he said that he doesn't think you have to wait for 12 months. So you come to your... to a new apartment, you know, a lot of young couples, they come to a new apartment, they could, they, you know, we can run the cycle three times. We'll talk about where the three times comes from. They can run the cycle three times, and then they're good to go. And they don't have to wait a year. So that's why I tell people that they don't have to wait a year. They can just come in. And usually, like Rabbi David said, once you come into an apartment, it's already, you know, especially like a lot of apartments, they paint between this person and the next person. So it's already, any apartment you're going to go into has probably been vacant for a couple of months or something like that, you know, until they get it ready. So he thought, so even though his father responded to him, 2 years ago someone got a little upset. Why didn't he, at me, he said, well, he asked him also, why didn't he listen? Okay, so this is what he felt is the pshat. And he said, you know, obviously the more pogum the better, but he didn't think that you have to wait you don't have to wait the full year, he told me. Many years ago, and then I'll take your question, I called Rabbi Badi. This is the first conversation I ever had with Rabbi Badi, like 20, 30 years ago. So I asked him, I heard that, one of the things I heard the Rav holds that you don't have to wait, all you have to wait is 24 hours. Is that true? So he said, no. He said, you don't even have to wait 24 hours. because he holds that it's, everything is pogum. Yeah. Everything is pogum in the dishwasher. Nothing has... the question that people ask, what do you mean it's pogum? Because of the soap, but the soap, the kasha everyone asks, is only introduced later into the cycle. It doesn't. But everybody thought that once it gets soggy, the food, that's also pogum. Because we said before, pogum doesn't mean nifsol me'achilas adam. Pogum means that it's not... you know, you would vomit up the food that you would. So he thought that's pogum in its own right. So mela, anything, any blia that happened in a dishwasher is pogum, and it's tria sobriosul of gam. So he felt you don't have to even wait. Because there's no shaykh to have. And then there's a sefer Magen Badi here, page 20. That was another Rav Abadi, different Rav Abadi, Rav Shaul Matlub Abadi. He was the rabbi what? Of the Syrian community in Flatbush several rabbis ago. You know, they have a whole kehila there in Flatbush, you know, the Shari Zion community. Rabbi Kassin, Chacham Baruch, Rabbi Hecht, all these people. So before them was Rabbi Matlub Abadi, so he permitted, you can read the Shuvah here, he permitted for his community that people could use a dishwasher, milk and souffle shoots together at the same time. Everyone together, no discrimination. All the im kol anarim. Everything comes together, everyone in the dishwasher, it's all possible, bottle, everything, it's all good. And that was the minhag. So I remember when, years ago, I used to teach, Rav Shechter taught a class in IBC in Halacha, every week a different topic. 1 week was mezuzah, 1 week tzitzis, 1 week was tefillin, 1 week was hechsher kelim. So I was the assistant to that shir. So I was in the shir, and then I would give bechina, whatever. So there was a fellow, Rav Gad Dishi, he was in the shir. And he was a fellow from that community. And he said, in his community, it's makubal, that dishwashers are used. We're going to talk about Rav Moshe's cooler that you could use the same dishwasher for milkik and fleishik zachazeh. But the heter of the Magen Badi was to use it. There was a time that you couldn't get the Magen Badi here in the library. You could only find it in the Marashah library. That's, they had that safe. They didn't have, but somehow it resurfaced in the YU library. And so that was the... So Lamaisa, I don't tell people they can do it, but Lamaisa, what happens is you have some people that are Balei Tshuva, or the parents will give in to have... But certain things they won't give in on. And maybe the dishwasher they won't give in on. So then I tell them they can eat in their parents' home, even though their parents are using a dishwasher that's fleishik and milchik, you know, together, because You have shitas that hold that even the chachili could do it. So certainly in these situations.
What was the time? So the fact was like obviously because they're not cautious.
Yeah, he also has a shishim, there's pogum, there's, you know, all these things. We didn't get up to it yet.
Okay, and secondly, even if by the moment the Raja comes, Flatbush the next one together, even if you want to say the Thomas Pugum, couldn't there be...
Of course, Shishim in the water.
Right, but couldn't there be an issue of being Mavashal plus Mikol together if it's higher than the Fatima?
Yeah, but it's for... You mevashal it for the ashpa. Someone was complaining to me that in their granddaughter's school, they were teaching the girls that you have to have two separate garbage cans, one for milchik and one for fleishik, because maybe there'll be some yogurt there, and then maybe you'll take a hot meat boil and throw it away in the same garbage can, and you'll be violating bishul basa b'cholov in your garbage can. So, for many reasons, that's faulty, But they thought it was very strange, and I also agreed with them.
I'm not saying you're passing with the rush at the end, he said the time is reason of like what things are wrong, and people are... I more careful, but before that he said that the reason that Yochum was not far enough. Because if it's not far enough, that's why if it's not far enough, then shouldn't it be okay even if it's a Benyomo? Why is it only if it's an Eino Benyomo?
No, it's just an Eino Benyomo, so we're afraid that you're going to make a mistake.
Rabbi Shetam has Pogam Hanivan and Hodev Nivol, the so-called. I have the Reiki Kolam Hago, and Rosh Hashanah having nothing time or nothing time. Shouldn't it be even by Ben Yomo?
Is that what he's saying?
He's saying if it's an Eno Ben Yomo.
They're saying for an Eno Ben Yomo, you're going to make a mistake and use it as a Ben Yomo. I thought that's the thing. In other words, the worst case scenario is going to make a mistake. Why can't you use an Eidah Ben Yomo without Hagala? Because you're going to make a mistake and you'll do a Ben Yomo. But he says, even a Ben Yomo...
He says,
right.
I'm saying, let's say it's a Ben Yomo and you don't have Shishim.
Right. So that's what he's saying. I thought that's what he's saying.
Then there should be mother.
Right. So it's not. There should be mother to Hagala. Yeah. On a Ben Yomo without Shishim. In other words, why is it a Ben Yomo and you don't have Shishim?
It says it's an Eidah Ben Yomo, but it's not enough in time with God. So it could be applicable even if it's a Ben Yomo. Because it's not Ben Yomo, so then it's still be a Nat Parnat. In other words, he's saying the worst case scenario is nothing's going to help you. Nat Parnat won't help you.
Right. Right. So he says that if it's Eina Ben Yomo, you don't have to catch an Eina Ben Yomo, because the worst case scenario is you'll use a Ben Yomo, it'll be okay. So you ask him, so why don't you go ahead and use that with a Chachila? So that's the question. Maybe we don't do that with a Chachila.
Like in the line before.
Maybe not by now, it's not by now. Kachila, maybe he'll say. But if you make a mistake, so it's not a kachila, but at least the consequences won't be so bad. But it's not to do with kachila.
Right. that depends if you hold that it's also to do enough or not.
Okay, so I don't know what he's holding.
If you hold that if you look to do enough or not, then the chora or coming out would be that you should be able to kasher.
Right. Well, but then maybe you'll come to use it for Isur also, maybe say other sforas.
And for the dishwasher, the nafar, let's say the dishwasher milks the flesha, would Rav Moshe's taina be applicable if you hold it as nafar nafar? I guess all sorry, you know, religious purposes, non-religious purposes, that whole thing. Right? Because if you're careful, you won't be careful. But if you want a nafar nafar, there's no careful is not.
Right.
So I'm also confused in the rush. Like, once the rush throughout is nafar nafar, why does him then come on to? Is that only for Isser?
You're asking a Rav Moshe, but Rav Moshe is introducing something different than the Rosh.
But even in the Rosh, like once the Rosh had its Nafar Nasfar, why does it have to come on to the careful thing? Unless the Nafar Nasfar had Tehra, and then the careful thing is you want to be master from Isser.
Okay, a couple of things. There's another Tshuva in the Igros Moshe. Page 25. Yididi Hagom, Morena Rav Shmaryo Yosef Kirelitz. The Rav in where? Brazil. Brussels, Belgium. Sorry. Brussels, Belgium. The Rav in Belgium. Shmaryo Yosef is a big name in that family. Whose name is Shmaryahu Yosef? Whose man is that?
Chaim
Kalievsky. You thought his name was Chaim, right? It's Shmaryahu Yosef Chaim. You ever see his farm? He always writes Siach. He always refers to himself as Siach. So that was the raya that I had, that you see this. Rav Shacht was very into that the Chazanish claims that when you name somebody from somebody, you've got to do the exact name. And if you don't do the exact name, you lose the whole. So if you're naming somebody after Shlomo and his name was Shlomo Yosef and you don't call him Shlomo Yosef, then you mess up or you're adding a name. But you see that the stifler didn't hold from that because he named his son Shmaryahu Yosef Chaim after two different people. So if it was such a thing that Chaznish dealt with, so it's hard to believe that the stifler would not follow that if the Chaznish felt so strongly about it. So it's just a point in the Kuda. My first son, I was going to go with this, the exact name. So that's what we did. But after that, no, it no longer becomes too complicated. So I asked somebody, Sean Kasten told me that Rav Bick was not master in that. He said you can name the two Zaydis and put one name and call it. Oh, so he has a margarine factory. The Dover base Karosha shall margarina. Shem Krochim Abalim Tzatovas Amischa Shalhem. Kami Tzadine Mashallah Hagyom Kol Yom Shishi. Every Friday they would clean the factory, the machinery where they make the margarine. In other words, after they close shop for the weekend, on Friday, they would go through a run of hot water because they were closed on Yom Shabbos, Yom Rishon, they were closed. And they did a very thorough job because he says if they would leave a little bit of margarine, they would leave a little bit of margarine in the machinery. Of course, he calculated ma sheyasu achakach miyom sheini b'chol shavua. First of all, it wouldn't taste as good, and then they would be punished by the government that they didn't do a good job, and they would close them down. So they would make sure to do this. What a run for Friday afternoon. So could you? So this is a question. למשקיח להיות שם באש שמגיעים ביום שישי. The Mashkiach is not going to be there on Friday, right, to see that they do a proper Hagolah. Because it's far away. He doesn't want, he wants to be home for Shabbos. So if he's there, he's not going to be home. So could you rely that they did a thing and then do a kosher run on Monday morning? First thing Monday morning, they'll do a kosher run, and assuming that anything till now, that water that cleaned the machinery was a good Hagolah. So he says that if the heat of the water that they used was was hot enough, then it should be good. And then, okay, so that's what he says. But then, he says, Meeker, then he thinks the Hagolah is good. Because they did it the proper heat, etc. But then he writes on page 25 on the left side, second paragraph, Ona ni omer, de ba'etzem hadin, lahoyalon lahatzrich hagola klal. Maybe you don't need any hagola. You want to clean it out. Lakameach hetev shaloyem ve'en min ha'magina ha'osr, the halo osr rabban ha'machal it's vashel b'keil osurim she'en ben yomu. V'chein itir shem b'shalang, she'en v'chol yitzu hu al mais ha'bishel b'keil she'osu l'adam l'shtamish l'bishel gam b'kli she'en ben yomu, atu ben yomu. V'chein b'eis ha'rochosh she'en b'ayel ma'akum, gam b'gvin v'chein hu shal akum, ha'chorosh she'en lai lo yishayach yisurim, ein vassu b'shvil she'ik yisur al nashkiach she'en l'yarav sham, tav yitzu k'day she'yukol yisur al yikach me'akum, gam b'gvin v'chein she'osu, d'eizu yitzu shayach liyos b'shvil ha'nashkiach. He says that even if, say, it wasn't, there was no Hagolah, he thinks it's still mutter. Because it's an Eina Ben Yomom. Well, come Monday morning, it's Eina Ben Yomom. There's a Gzeira, Eina Ben Yomom, Atta Ben Yomom. But that's not for the Goyim, don't have that Gzeira. So we have that Gzeira, but they're making it. So he thinks that this is what we saw from the Torah Skata, right? The Goyim are not don't have this Gezerah, so it should be okay. So he's saying, first of all, he's saying that Meeker then he thinks it is a good Hagolah, but he thinks because it's the Goyim who are doing it. In other words, and the Gezerah was only on Jews. Okay, one last point, and this is about the 12 months. Where does the 12-month thing come from? So, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah on page 29, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Yilchus HaKankani Shalom V'Kakom Lo'acha Yud Beis Chodesh Mutarim. That if you have barrels that have wine in the barrels, so what do you do? So we're assuming that the wine is called Zabliya because it's kovish. So how do you kash a kovish? So we said you kash a kovish by what? Filling it up with cold water for 24 hours and throwing it out, another, throwing it up again, throwing it out, throwing it out, throwing it out. But he says, but if 12 months it wasn't used, if for 12 months it wasn't used, you didn't do the meal. In 12 months, it's mutter without anything. Karkana shel kochavim that used for the non-kosher wine, lacha yudves chodesh mutar. So this is the concept that maybe, even though we have a gzeirah ben yomo atu ben yomo, but maybe after 12 months, it's like kamisha eno. And there's not even a gzeirah. So there's a famous tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. Not as famous as the the most famous is the Yontif Sheni, you know. People don't want to keep Yontif Sheni in there as Israel, even though they're coming back right after Yontif. Mikvah is the other tshuva that you can't go to Mikvah on Shabbos, that people don't want to think about.
That's amazing. The only fewer
patirim
than there are also on that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. You have to learn the sugyas here. But, whatever. The parsha pshat is also, you have to find the kula.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva on page 30. V'asim g'zeres barzel shemishlo b'chomit shnasayim yomim korim pesach, v'asim nekiyah. They cooked chomit in a certain kli. Years ago, before Pesach, v'achar avor shtei shanim boshlo bo b'Pesach. So, b'kitzer, there was a kli that wasn't used for 2 years, and it was used for chametz, and it was used by mistake on Pesach to cook something for Pesach on Pesach, but it wasn't been used for chametz within 2 years, so it's no sin tam v'gam. So yesh min ha-talmidim shebikshu esor ha-mizbashel b'pesach mitam b'kaimelon nosin tam l'vgam b'pesach osir. In other words, if we're like Ashkenazim, we said our moshit is that if you use a chomet stick of kli on Pesach, then it's osir. So memela, this chomet stick of kli was used on Pesach, so it should be osir according to Ramo. Right. So the food you have to throw out, l'chora. Like the case, the story I told you was Rav Avadi Yosef that he matted it for the Sephardi woman, but not for the Ashkenazi. Says Ramadil ham toy matem. Vim ki divrechem afim bishlu b'kedera acha ze elof shonim chomitz. Chach bishlu b'chomitz yosor atavshu. So what if 1,000 years ago you had a kli? That was so Shabiosa. He says, "V'zeh dover she'ein hadas sovalto." But he thinks there has to be a limit where how long could you say that it's still there's still tam there? In other words, there's no tam shvach, there's tam of gam, and then after a while, nothing. It's not even so. He says, he quotes this Gemara: a year. He thinks a year is the shear. A year is the shear. But what? So therefore, the chorus should come out, and after a year, everything should be mutter without any hagolas kalim. So he says, we're not going to say that. Why? Because we're going to make a gzera, just like individual matumil, we're going to make a gzera that you can't use it after a year, but you might come to use it within a year. But he said that maybe. No, because it's part of the same Zera.
And this not something he's saying this he's making up his own
Zera,
or
he's
saying this is a
Chazal Zera? No, he's making this whole Shulchan Aruch. He's saying like this. After 12 months, everything really should be mutter. That's the din by, that's why Hilchos Achayud Beis Chodesh is mutter. But he thinks that what? That Achayud Beis Chodesh is mutter. So then why? So should it should be by every case? So he says, no. The gozer are to so he says like this. But he says that look on page 31 on the bottom. Toma, Maishna Gabi Yai Nesach the Pshitul of the Mutal Lachatchil Lachayit Beis Chodesh. Uvashari Shur Vlashkach and the Shari Lachatchil Lachayit Beis Chodesh. Shesh Lomet Gabi Yai Nesach Tafil B'Dievet Lo Sharinim Tachyit Beis Chodesh. In other words, Tochiyud Beis Chodesh is no sitam of ground, which is awesome. Shum Heter Elalachayud Beis Chodesh. So the Heter is only Achayud Beis Chodesh. So therefore, by Yai Nesach Afil B'Dievet Lo Sharinan. In other words, saying by Yai Nesach it's awesome, even no sitam of ground. So therefore, after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's going to be mutter. So he says like this. You see, if no sin tam lufgam, by regular food, no sin tam lufgam is mutter. Right? So then, but after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's super mutter. Right? Because you can even do it with chatchila. You don't have to kasha. But then, that's going to be cause a big kilkul because people are going to make a mistake between before Yud Beis Chodesh and after Yud Beis Chodesh. Before Yud Beis Chodesh is it's mutter also, but here it's mutter even more than you don't even have to do hefsher kelim. But that's too much of a you know, it's too close together. So you're going to make it so if you're going to let people use after Yud Beis Chodesh without Hefsher Kalim, and before Yud Chodesh is mutter the food, but you have to do Hefsher Kalim, people will make a mistake and will start using it before Yud Beis Chodesh. Right? But he says like this. So therefore, you can't just say, I have a treif kli that wasn't used within Yud Beis Chodesh, I'm going to. You can't say that.
Why?
Because you'll come to use it before. Right. But say something that before Yud Beis Chodesh is Aser, like Chometz for Pesach, according to the Ashkenazim, is Aser. No Sintam of Gam is Aser for Pesach. And after Yud Beis Chodesh is Mutter. So there's a very clear demarcation part. Before Yud Beis Chodesh it's going to be Aser, and this is Mutter. So then by Pesach, according to the Ramah, whose Machmir comes out of Kula. According to the Ramah, whose Machmir, that you know, since Hamas Gam is also a Pesach, so, but after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's going to be Mutter, and you're not going to make a mistake, because before Yud Beis Chodesh, it's Mamash also a Gamre, and here it's going to be Mutter. So it's very clear, but according to the Machaber, that what? That no sin Tam Gam is what? Is Mutter, but you still have to do Hefsher Kalim. And afterwards, it'll be, you want to make it super mutter, that you don't even do Hefsher Kalim? That's too similar. And you're going to come to make a mistake and start not doing Hefsher Kalim before you do Beis Chodesh. So therefore, they ask it. But according, so the Ramchachim says, but according to Ramah, that it's also no Sin Tam Lugam before you do Beis Chodesh, so then after you do Beis Chodesh, we can matter at Lugamri even without Hefsher Kalim. Because you're not going to come to make a mistake because the discerning point is too clear. So therefore, Chacham Si Paskin, that the food is mutter for Ashkenazi.
For Pesach.
Yeah.
And for Svarim for 2 years.
No, Svarim. Never.
Even
1,000 years.
He holds that in a dance of also, but yeah.
No, because he's saying, but no, it's really mutter. It's just.
Everyone was also doing.
Yeah, right.
Why don't we say?
So this Chacham Tzvi became like a famous thing that whenever you can't kasher something, you just wait Yud Beis Chodesh, like a Kli Cheres, and you can't kasher it, so you wait Yud Beis Chodesh. So even though the Chacham Tzvi himself only said it by Chometz Pesach, but the basic idea is used as a sniff, and together with the shita that you can remagil Kli Cheres 3 times, that's what they do. They say wait, Yud Beis Chodesh and Magil 3 times. That was Ramosha's thing. And Yayin Nesach, he says what?
That's the whole makor for everything.
Right.
So how does that fit into this whole layer of things?
Because he's saying no sin tam of gam is also. Right. Because, right, you said it was Yisra Hano.
Right.
Yisra Hano. So, Yisra Hano, there can't be a heter of. So, Mamela, therefore you have that demarcation point. Okay, if you want me to repeat it again Wednesday, I'll be happy to say this over again if you didn't get it clear.
That would be interesting.
I think we've already gone over our... but it's an important tshuva. And it's, so I could say it over and Rebbe Kivega, and then we can start the next packet.
Why don't we talk to everyone?
It's the same type of gzeira. It's cool of having gzeira. You can leave it out. You can leave it out and bring the next one. Okay, so it's an important tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. I tell you, every year somebody comes to me that they have a set of china from their non-from grandparents, uncles, aunts. And it's been laying in the basement for the past 15 years, so what should we do with it? So this is part of our discussion. So Rabbi Tender, Rabbi Feinstein also says to put in a self-cleaning oven, but I'm not into that. Even Rabbi Tender points out that a lot of times it will break, so I'm not into the self-cleaning oven. But I'm into the body holes that if it's glazed, it's not poleya, and then you can have the other part of the Yud Beis Chodesh, and these tzirufim, Gavur Gush, whatever, a lot of different svaras, but I don't tell people to put in a self-cleaning oven. That's Rabbi Tendler tells people to put in a self-cleaning oven. And I don't know how many come out alive and how many come out not alive. Okay.